We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, lively viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Andandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable in Andarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khov Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on El Kha Tengger Cable TV, and channel 50 on Khimor Cable TV. In Swatir, Seling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhau Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In El Kha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Hotuth on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan is funding the building of 100 health facilities in Afghanistan. In Eco News, a town in Australia provides water refills at no cost. In entertainment news, the choreographer of This Is It, a movie about the King of Pop, talks of Michael Jackson's profound concern for the environment. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 14th, is the birthday of His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales. Born in 1948 in Buckingham Palace in London, England, Prince Charles has been an outspoken leader on the necessity to take immediate action to halt climate change. In 2007, His Royal Highness established the Prince's Rainforest Project to promote awareness about the urgency of stopping the deforestation of these precious ecosystems. His Royal Highness is also president of the Prince's Charities, a group of 20 nonprofit organizations, and is president or patron of over 400 organizations. In addition, Prince Charles's initiatives have encouraged sustainable practices and organic farming. Our heartfelt gratitude, Your Royal Highness, for your commitment to helping those in need and protecting our magnificent planet. We respectfully wish you a blessed and joyous birthday with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Brazil. Heavy rains that began in southeastern Brazil at the end of October cost three lives in the Brazilian state of Espírito Santo. More than 500,000 people were affected by rains and landslides, and 3,000 were displaced as almost 32,000 buildings sustained damage. Meanwhile, states of emergency were declared in the municipalities of Jalneva, Vila Vela, and the capital, Vitória. On November 3rd, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 in emergency supplies while conveying her heartfelt sympathy and prayers. This amount could obtain $92,000 in materials if purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Brazil. As Supreme Master Qinghai frequently requests updates, the following is our Brazilian Association's report sent via Foreign Group.
November 10, 2009, Most Caring Master regarding flood relief work in Brazil. Our gratitude for Master's deep concern and donation of $20,000 for the flood victims in Brazil. After our investigation, we found that the most affected municipalities of Jalneva, Vila Vela, and the capital, Vitória, were all receiving good care and support in materials and financial aid from the government. The weather is improving, which helps the recovery. We'll keep checking whether there are still any victims in need. Thank you so much, Master, for your loving comfort always. Love from Brazil.
Supreme Master Qinghai responded as follows. Thank you, love, for the better news. Wishing you the best in Brazil, a quick recovery. Qinghai. We appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's permission to share this news with our viewers and thank our association's foreign group for providing this report.
Our gratefulness, Brazil and local governments, for your timely actions to ease the disaster situation. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive concern and our association members for their caring efforts. May such calamities be eased through our increased stewardship to help ensure our planetary balance.
Thousands stranded as snowstorm shrouds northern China. As the heaviest snowfall in 54 years hit the Chinese capital of Beijing and surrounding regions, the collapse of buildings in Shaanxi and Hebei provinces cost eight lives and injured at least 28 others. Schools in the provincial capital of Shijiazhuang were closed as air travel was disrupted and thousands of motorists were trapped on frozen roads. Premier Wen Jiabao personally visited the area to oversee relief efforts, visiting the stranded travelers to make sure they had food and water. Nearly 26,000 police and other personnel have been dispatched and are clearing the roads. We are grateful Premier Wen Jiabao, officials, and all personnel who are working to ease the disaster situation. May heaven comfort all the afflicted and speed the recovery of their productive daily lives. As we strive for gentler, more considerate ways, we pray that such weather extremities subside.
Cyclone Faiyan hits India. 4 people lost their lives when Cyclone Faiyan hit the western coast of Maharashtra state on Wednesday, November 11th. More than 1,000 houses were damaged, with 600 electric towers collapsed and 44 boats missing at sea. The government also evacuated around 15,000 people living along the coastline to nearby schools and will offer compensation to those affected by the cyclone. Our thankfulness, state government officials, for your timely actions and assistance. Our prayers for the lives lost and the soon restoration of the afflicted to the regularity of their day-to-day lives. We pray that weather extremes as these are minimized as humanity extends increasing kindness and care.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Germany and France turn new page of friendship. For the first time in 91 years, France and Germany commemorated together the end of the Great War that deeply affected both their nations. On November 11th, French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel attended side by side the solemn ceremony held in the French capital of Paris under the Arc de Triomphe. Chancellor Merkel stated, "One must learn to rise above one's history. What happened cannot be forgotten, but there is a force that can help us, the force of reconciliation. We appreciate the noble and forgiving nature of your excellencies and the people of France and Germany. May your exemplary gesture shine across the globe for more harmonious relations amongst all."
Dairy cows suffering from milk economics. In the report Opinion on the Welfare of the Dairy Cow, the Farm Animal Welfare Council, or FAWC, of the United Kingdom said the health of dairy cows has been negatively affected due to practices related to lower prices of milk. The FAWC stated, "Certainly the low profitability of dairy farming has compromised investment and maintenance on many farms, which in turn may have hindered progress in reducing the incidence of lameness, mastitis, and metabolic diseases." The report went on to conclude that the cow's welfare had not improved in the past decade. Our thanks, Farm Animal Welfare Council, for this important factual information, sharing just a few of the many harmful consequences of milk production on our gentle cow friends. May global citizens choose the compassionate vegan diet to safeguard our earth and loving animal co-inhabitants.
U.S. teen hospitalized with neurological disorder after swine flu vaccine. Jordan McFarland, a 14-year-old athlete from Virginia, USA, developed severe headaches, muscle spasms, and leg weakness following his swine flu shot. After being hospitalized, he was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, this rare neurological disorder is the same as the one that emerged during the 1976 U.S. swine flu vaccination program, which led to a number of deaths and debilitating neurological effects, such as paralysis, for those who survived. This week, several other children in New York, USA, were also hospitalized after they developed headaches and nausea following the swine flu vaccine, but were later discharged.
Worldwide, the swine flu has for months been spreading too fast to keep records. Yet as swine flu fatalities in Europe doubled nearly every week this past month from 12 to 24 to the 40s and now over 80 deaths per week, an official from the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, or ECDC, announced, "We are globally entering the acceleration phase. The tally of deaths continues to spread the globe, with India confirming 514 fatalities, 45 reported in Israel, 239 in Ukraine, 58 in Iran, 36 in China, 16 in Russia, 40 in Turkey, and 40 in Aulak, or Vietnam, among others."
Alarmingly, in the United States, where the death toll has been estimated at around 1,000, a recent update places those perished at more than 4,000 and possibly as high as 6,000. Currently, the ECDC's global fatalities are recorded as being 6,768, but when adding the updated numbers from the U.S., the official total deaths due to swine flu exceed 12,700 across the world.
Our sympathies for those persons experiencing unfortunate side effects from the vaccine, as well as the victims of swine flu and bereaved families. In light of the swell in swine flu cases and fatalities, may media groups, governments, and citizens alike act in adopting protective plant-based lifestyles to eliminate the threat of such animal-borne diseases for all.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig's disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.drg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Danish journalism student released. Mr. Niels Krogsgaard, who had been detained in Tehran, Iran, since November 4th, was freed on Tuesday, November 10th. Tehran's chief prosecutor, Abbas Jafari Dulatabadi, said that he was released without charge after his case had been reviewed. We are relieved to know of Mr. Niels Krogsgaard's freedom. May he find comfort and joy in time reuniting with family and friends.
Save our planet. Conference on climate change to be held in Orizaba, Mexico. On Monday, November 16th, an international conference entitled SOS, A Quick Action to Stop Global Warming, will be held in Orizaba in Veracruz State, Mexico.
Guest speakers will include the Honorable Juan Manuel Diaz Francos, Mayor of Orizaba, His Excellency Mr. Alonso Dominguez Farez, Coordinator of Environment of the State of Veracruz, Engineer Nelba Villagran, Vegan Professor and President of the College of Nutrition of Chile, Mrs. Eva Quistorp, Co-Founder of the German Green Party and former Vice Chairwoman of the Greens in the European Parliament, and Environmental Geographer Mr. Edgar Espinoza Cisneros. This seminar will be broadcast live over several top radio stations. XETQ La Q Internacional at 8:50 a.m., XEOV La Picosa at 12:40 a.m., XEDZ Radio Ondas at 5:80 a.m., XHPG Nova at 92.1 FM, and Radio Orizaba SA. The event will also air live on Supreme Master Television.
On behalf of the Veracruz State Government, Coordinator of the Environment Perez invited Supreme Master Chinghai as the guest of honor to offer her ideas and address questions via video conference.
We are grateful to the Veracruz government and all event organizers for initiating this meaningful gathering, and to Supreme Master Chinghai for agreeing to share her thoughts during this critical time on Earth. Blessed be such events in bringing hope and inspiration for all people to join in protective actions for our planetary abode.
Please tune in for Supreme Master Television's live broadcast of SOS, A Quick Action to Stop Global Warming, in Orizaba, Mexico this Monday, November 16th at 5 o'clock p.m. local time, and midnight Tuesday, November 17th, Central European time.
Save our planet. Climate change refugees, a growing sector. In the coastal village of Motidanti, the Gujarat state government tried building a 10-foot wall to protect residents from the encroaching seawaters and intensified storm effects. However, a portion of the village remained engulfed by the sea, and hundreds of families have had to flee their homes. Further south along the state's coastline, rising seas have also eroded the entire road for Kaladra village, forcing hundreds to rebuild further inland.
Meanwhile, up to 10,000 people in the Sundarbans region have been permanently displaced following cyclones, and other villages in Orissa state have completely disappeared due to coastal erosion. In fact, with global temperatures continuing to increase, sea levels will continue to rise, unleashing extreme weather events and rendering a projected 125 million people in South Asia alone as environmental migrants by century's end.
We pray for heaven's protection and for the climate refugees. Let us quickly take compassionate and sustainable actions to halt climate change for the welfare of brothers and sisters around the world.
Supreme Master Chinghai, whose humanitarian endeavors include assistance to refugees, further addressed this tragic situation during an interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM in November 2008.
If we don't have global warming, then no one would be a climate refugee. I ask everyone to please imagine if that were yourself in the refugee situation, experiencing all these troubles, insecurities, hunger, lacking all comfort, humiliation, undignified situation, uncertain of the morals of your future and the future of your helpless children. Just imagine it. Then try to solve this tragedy by helping in whatever way we can. And above all, and most urgently of all, be veg, go green, to save the planet, to prevent such trauma, and to build a bright future for the world, for our co-citizens.
Save our planet. Philippine Senator Miriam Defensor Santiago calls for presidential debates in the upcoming elections to include discussions on climate change.
Save our planet. Water managers across the U.S. are grappling with how to address dwindling water shortages as they realize current drought conditions are not part of a regular cycle, but are exacerbated by climate change and likely to endure.
Friends, I'm Mimi the Panda, and I'm vegan. Would you like to hear a tip on helping our dog friends? Please do not let your canine companion put his or her head out of the window as you are driving. He or she could be seriously injured by tree branches or dirt and stones that might be coming from the car in front of you. Your extra care will be much appreciated. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
In world news, Japan pledges to assist with medical care in Afghanistan. The government of Japan will finance the building of 100 health facilities through the Japan International Cooperation Agency. In addition, Japan will donate $4.5 million to the Afghanistan's polio eradication program to be directed through the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF. His Excellency Dr. Sayyid Mohammad Amin Fatemi, the Minister of Public Health for Afghanistan, expressed his thankfulness to Japan's delegates, parliament, and people for their generosity. We offer our sincere appreciation, Japan, and heaven grace your dedication to the Afghan people. May countries continue to help one another to bring about a world of security and love.
In Echo News, a small Australian town becomes first to be free of bottled water. In Bundanoon, which is 150 kilometers southwest of Sydney, in New South Wales, with a population of 2,500, bottled water in plastic containers is no longer sold. Instead, water stations were installed where citizens can fill up their reusable containers at no cost. In July 2009, a vast majority of the residents voted to adopt the initiative to reduce waste, save money, and help the environment. News of this green practice has been heard around the world.
Quite a number of towns in Europe and in the United States, Canada, as well as places around Australia have sort of been in touch saying, well, you know, how do we do what you've done? You know, we're just, it's an awesome thing.
Bundanoon celebrated the opening of the new water stations with singing and a school performance. Kudos, citizens of Bundanoon, for your commitment to a healthier planet. May more communities work together to bring about such eco-friendly and much-needed changes. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the great entertainer and philanthropist Michael Jackson had wished for a better treatment of Mother Earth. We'll take a moment to give thanks to the Creator for the abundance in our lives. Please stay tuned for more foresighted news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, healthy news for a sustainable world. In entertainment news, the choreographer of a movie on Michael Jackson highlights the King of Pop's environmental concerns. According to Mr. Travis Payne, who worked on the documentary This Is It about Michael Jackson's extraordinary life and performances, Mr. Jackson wanted to transmit an eco-message through his music and visuals. The great entertainer believed that we must fundamentally change our way of behaving towards the planet if we are to continue to survive. Earth Song and Heal the World had been planned by Michael Jackson as an important part of his 50-concert tour. Our sincere thanks, Mr. Travis Payne, for conveying the beloved Michael Jackson's devotion for our Earth as an integral aspect of his incredible legacy. May gentleness and respect toward all of life be the hallmark of the coming times.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Sepedi entitled Freckles.
Ba ile ba ya serapeng sa diphoofolo. Bana ba bantsi ba be ba eme ka moraladi ba kaloka mo marameng ke motaki yo a bego a kgabiša ka manala a lepoo. Sefatlhego se se botsana kudu. Ga gona mo o ka kalokago, ngwana wa mosetsana a botša moshimanyana. O ile a ja ke ditlhong gomme a koba tlhogo. Koko wa gagwe a inama kgauswi le yena. Ke rata mashosho a gago ge ke be ke le ngwanenyana, ke be ke nyaka go shoshobana. A mmotša, a tsamaiša menwana ya gagwe dithameng. Mashosho ke a mabotse. Moshimanyana a lebelela. Ka nnete, eng? Koko a rialo. Ka lebaka la eng, mpotše nto ye tee ye botse go feta go mashosho. Moshimanyana a nagana lebakanyana. A lebelela sefatlhego sa gagwe sa koko ka tsitsinkelo gomme a sebana a re mashosho.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I find Supreme Master Television Station very enlightening and positive in today's world. Highly recommended. Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, Susan from Ireland.
Hi Susan, it's fantastic to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a personal reply for you.
You're welcome, my love. Glad you enjoy. Thank you for recommending to others. God bless you and Ireland. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your soul rejoice for the immense love of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Visiting Norwegian Foreign Minister Jonas Gahr Støre meets with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in Kabul, Afghanistan, to discuss plans for a new government to rebuild the country.
The International Islamic Relief Organization of Saudi Arabia brings a medical team to Morocco to provide open-heart surgeries for children in need.
The U.S.-based Farm Animal Rights Movement launches the 2009 Gentle Thanksgiving campaign, requesting that people ask Nobel Peace Prize laureate and U.S. President Barack Obama to pardon all turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Omid Noripur, a member of the German parliament from the Green Party, calls for countries negotiating with Iran over her nuclear program to remove the threat of military action.
Yemeni-born Ali Ahmed Al-Lamathi, currently living in the United Arab Emirates, sends 300 tons of aid, including blankets, tents, and clothes, and medical goods, to assist people displaced by conflict in Yemen.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev delivers his second State of the Nation address, in which he calls for greater personal independence, regional democracy, business privatization, and innovation.
Raising funds for the Teenager Cancer Trust, 16-year-old Callum McIntyre of Scotland becomes the youngest person to summit Ama Doblam, a 22,525-foot Himalayan peak that expert climbers have described as unclimbable.
On a recent Saturday, many mosques across Switzerland opened their doors to welcome the public as a gesture to encourage religious understanding.
A proposed law filed in Italy's Chamber of Deputies would ensure that vegetarian meal choices are offered in schools and other public and private restaurants.
His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan and Kazakhstan's President Nur Sultan Nazarbayev meet to discuss further enhancement of bilateral ties.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.